Blog Talk Radio.
Word of fellowship, word of joy divining on the everlasting. And what a blessedness, what a peace is mine leaning on the everlasting on. Oh, we are leaning on Jesus Christ, our Savior. We are safe and secure from all alarm. Oh, we are leaning on Jesus Christ, our Savior. We are leaning on the everlasting arms. And oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. And oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, we are leaning on Jesus Christ, our Savior. We are safe and secure from all alarm. Oh, we are leaning on Jesus Christ, our Savior. We are leaning on the everlasting arms. And what have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms, I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, we are leaning on Jesus Christ, our Savior. We are safe and secure from our own alarm. Oh, we are leaning on Jesus Christ, our Savior. We are leaning on the everlasting arms. I want to say good evening to each and every one. This is Pastor Mike Peavy with the Golgotha Church of Christ. It's exciting for this Sunday evening worship time. Time to give God our praise. Time to give God our mental assent. Time to give God our worship. Time to give Him adoration. We just always asking and begging and looking for supplication. But there's a time for confession. There's a time for thanksgiving. There's a time for adoration, and we need to give God praise because He is more than deserving of such. We're going to sing a few songs. Again, we're broadcasting live on our radio show, Fighting an Incarcerated Mind with the Incarnated Christ. over in Norway. We want to say good morning or good evening. Whatever, I don't even know what the differential is, but we want to say hello to you. In Norway, hello to you in Canada. Hello to you in the United Kingdom as well as the continental United States. And we're glad that you tune in with us and listen to us. And if you have any comments, call in. You're able to call in as well. Those on Facebook Live, you also can call in directly, 619-924-0767. 619-924-0767. We're going to sing a few more songs, and then we'll get ready for our invocation. If you have any prayer requests, you can type them in on Facebook Live, and we will take them there. Or you can call in directly, 619-924-0767, and we will make sure that we give you time for that as well. One of my wife's favorites. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry, and while I'll thou art calling, singing I do, do not pass me by, and I'm calling you, Savior. Oh, blessed Savior, why don't you hear my humble cry? And while on earth thou art calling, singing I do not pass me by. Let me at that river mercy find the sweet relief. Near linger in deep contrition. Help my unbelief, and I'm calling you, Savior. Oh, blessed Savior, why don't you hear my humble cry? And while on earth thou hast called me, singing I do, knew that past me by, and I'm calling you, Savior. Oh, blessed Savior, why don't you hear my humble cry? And while on earth is thou art crying, singing I do not pass me by. Get a drink of water. Thou, the spring of all my comfort, you mean more than life to me. Home have I on earth beside thee. Oh, Lord, home in heaven but thee. And I'm calling you, Savior. Oh, blessed Savior, why don't you hear my humble cry? And while others doubt, I call believe, singing I do. Do not pass me by. Amen. One of my favorites. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. For this is my spirit, this is my song, praising my Savior. This is my story, this is my song. Yeah, Mama, I see. Praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight. Vision the worship now burst on my sight. Angels descending, ring for a bell. Echo the mercy, whispers of love. And this is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. And this is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. My mother tapped in. This is my grandmother's, my great-grandmother's song as well. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness and lost in his love. For this is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Amen. Just something about songs, something about melodies, something about music, personal endeavor based off relationship with God, that just does something for your soul. Sometimes it gives you goosebumps emotionally and can also keep you on track if you allow the words to penetrate and meditate on your heart. Some grand morning, when this life is over, I will fly away. I'm going to a home on that celestial shore, I will fly away. Don't you know that I will fly away? Gloria, I will fly away in the morning and when I die. Hallelujah, by and by, I will fly away. The wind, the shadows of this life of man, I will fly away, like a bird from prison bars of flame. I will fly away. Don't you know that I will fly away. Gloria, I will fly away in the morning and when I die. Hallelujah, by and by, I will fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I will fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I will fly away. Don't you know that I will fly away with Gloria. I will fly away in the morning and when I die. Hallelujah, by and by, I will fly away. Don't you know that I will fly away? Gloria, I will fly away in the morning and when I die. Hallelujah, by and by, I will fly away. Hey, man, we're going to sing one more song, and then we're going to get to our invocation, our prayers. I have a detailed list here today, specifically. Though we definitely want us to take to the throne of grace. But one more song. If you have any prayer requests, again, you can type them in or call in at 619-924-0767. One that you probably already know, just a little talk with Jesus. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. He made my heart in love and wrote my name above. Now just a little talk with Jesus makes me whole. Oh, now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faithless cry and he will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayerful yearning as your heart to heaven is turning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. All right. Sometimes my past seems dream without a ray of cheer. And then a cloud of death may hide the light of day. The mist of sin may rise and hide the starry skies. But just a little talk with Jesus clears away. Well, come on, let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faithless cry. He will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayerful yearning as your heart to heaven is turning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. All right. I may have doubts and fears. My eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. That I go to him in prayer, Well, he knows my every kid. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Well, come on, let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faith to cry, and he will answer by and by. Now, when you feel a little prayerful, your ring is drawn to heaven, he's turning you up. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. All right. Want to get our minds my right to approach the throne of grace. Put my list here. There we go. Have some very specific things we want to pray for. Bow with me, if you will, at this time. Kind of righteous Father, in the sweet name of Jesus, Father, we come to you today thanking you the best we know how. Thanking you for the rain, thanking you for the pain, thanking you for even today in Chicago where the weather was very bipolar. This morning, even the air and water show got pushed back based on the fact that we had a lot of lightning here in Chicago and surrounding areas. And they put us on hold. And had to push it back 3 hours. Must have started at 10, didn't start till 1. They said then after the lightning had passed over, and they said about 8 o'clock or something, they said, you know, not to worry about it from there. But yet we still had 50-mile-an-hour winds. And Father, we know that you do a lot of things with your electricity, with your fire, with your lightning, and with your wind. And so we're just thankful for protection. And we're just thankful the death angel didn't find any of us here recently. Father, I'm asking you just to continue to strengthen us and bless us as we continue to go forth. Just have a praise report today in regards to my mother's health. I'm just so thankful, Father, thankful that her health report came back well. The doctors have taken her off some medication, and she still has some work to do, but that showing that she's been doing what she needs to be doing. And, Father, and the progress is taking place. And so we're just thankful, just so thankful for that. And just it was just good to hear from my brother Mo and then speak to my mother as well about the report when she went to the doctor. Also want to just say thank you to all those, Father, who helped share the love with my sisters, Lois and Phyllis, on their birthday. They're still celebrating. And so they never celebrated this long. And just want you to continue to bless them, their last two descendants of Carmel Owsley. And I am the adopted son. And so out of the four children with my brother Butch going, passing earlier, now my two sisters, and then it will be me. So, Father, we ask you to continue to strengthen them and bless them during this time. Praying for D.C. Williams and his wife, Tonya, as she continue to be with them and bless them in the way they stand in need of. Looks like Brother DC is getting back to his cooking skills and getting back to his way of doing. Ask you to continue to bless him and keep him. As Tonya said, we still need prayer, and so we want to continue to keep them in deep prayer. Father, ask you to continue to bless them and keep them in a way that you know they readily stand in need of and continue to progress through the process. My wife just sent in a prayer request. Please pray for my family. That's right, Sister Linda. And the family has lost a relative. My father, so we're praying for Mildred and the family as she continue to bless them and keep them in the way they stand in need of. Paul's wife, and so we're asking you to be with him and be with Mom Linda, who is took a hit on this one, and definitely was feeling the punch. My wife, as well as the rest of the family, asked you to be with them. I think it's going to be in Mississippi or something of that nature. So, Father, we ask you to continue to bless them and keep them. Pray for Nisi, who lost her mother. Okay, we're praying for Nisi, who had lost her mother. I ask you to continue to bless her in a special prayer for her son. I ask you to be with Nisi and her son. Father, you know who they are. You know what's going on with that situation. I ask you to bless them and keep them the way they stand in need of. Anytime you lose anybody, but definitely when you lose mama, that can be traumatic. So we ask you to comfort them and strengthen them during this time of bereavement. She says, please pray for sisters Alicia Gant and Sister Christine Moss, and I have them on my prayer list as well. So, Father, we ask you to be with Sister Christine Moss Harrington. I ask you to be with her and her husband, Scooter, Anthony. Be with the mom, Maureen Rennie, and Sister Rhonda Hambrick. I ask you just to be with the entire family. Continue to bless them and keep them. Be with Christine as she is doing better, as she's sitting up, and they said she's talking, and things are going well with her. So the process, Father, we ask you to continue to be with them even through the remainder of the testing process. Praying for Sister Alicia Gant, whose father has passed away. I remember him coming to Golgotha when Brother James had asked for his wife Alicia's hand in marriage. And I ask you, Father, to continue to bless that family. Be with Alicia, strengthen her, and bless her in the way she stands in need of. Be with her husband as a leaning post to help her through this difficult, trying time. Be with the Colonial Village congregation and us and whoever else will be there to kind of help her through this. And needs be, Father, we just ask you to continue to strengthen her. But we know that Jesus can give her comfort where there appears to be a hole. So I'm asking you to bless them, keep them where they stand and beat up. Praying for some of my customers, Jason Saul and his brother Eric Saul, whose father passed away this past week, Father. So we're asking you to strengthen them and bless them. They're Jewish, and so they have to bury the body, have to have the service within 24 hours, and then the burial takes place. And so we're asking you, Father, to strengthen them and bless them in ways you know they stand in need of. Praying to ask you to continue to be with them, even where they're at. Eric had to go back with his wife, nice meeting his wife, had to go back to Arizona. But we'll be back. We're praying for the mother. Mother's never been without her husband. I think she's 89. He may have been 85 or something of that nature. So now she feels that she has no hope, nothing else to live for. And talk to them about the grandbabies and hobbies and things of that nature. And if we get a chance to talk with her, Father, I'm praying that you allow the Spirit to manifest through my lips to be able to give her some hope and to understand who Christ is. Father, I'm praying that you continue to bless them and keep them during this time. I'm praying for my brother Darnell, Father, who got a chance to talk with him, and praying for his job situation. But it sounds like he's in a state of depression. We know that if you don't deal with depression, it will continue to spiral in the wrong direction. So, Father, special prayer for my brother Darnell. I always pray for my brothers Mo, my brother Damien, my brother Tyrone, but a special prayer today for my brother Darnell. Praying for my sister Nisi and my sister Shawan and their families respectively. But praying specifically for Darnell today, Father. I'd ask you to help him sort some things out. We talked about some stuff, and we don't want to deal with the alternative. We want to stay on the straight and narrow. And it sounds like he's at a crossroads, and he's dealing with some very difficult things. And it's starting to spoil over into his attitude, into everything else that he's doing. So, Father, we're asking you to give him some clarity and then just give him a hand up during this time. Praying for Irv Jefferson, who had to go to the hospital. He's doing better now. Father, we're going to pray for him and strengthen him and bless him in the ways he stands in need of. All of us are not getting any younger, and so we just need to take care of ourselves a little bit more. Praying for John Austin, who's was with us, but moved out to Minneapolis. Had surgery on his hand. Didn't know he had surgery, but his hand said it went well. And showed a picture of him in the gurney with his hand. And so we asked you to be with him, be with his wife, his in the congregation under Russell Pointer. Bless him and keep him where they stand in need of. Also, while we were at the hospital, their stroller ran into the guy that helped me with the homeless. He's homeless himself, and now he has an apartment, Chris. So we're praying for his health because he had prostate situation. And Father, we're praying that he's still having complications, and we're praying that goes over better at this time. We have some requests just came in. Sister Estelle Foley, we ask God's hand over you as well, Pastor. Thank you so very much, Sister Foley. We ask your Father to continue to bless Sister Foley and her family. Bless myself, my wife, and my family, the things that we're doing. My studying of Hebrew, Father, we're praying, studying another tongue. It's not easy, but it's becoming easier each week, and so I'm asking you to continue to bless that transition as it continues. It's a 30-week course. Father, I'm asking you also to be with Sister Foley and bless her in ways she stands in need of. And then Brother Ernest Lemon typed in, pray for me, God, pulled a couple of muscles in my upper left leg that has kept me home this week. I can't see the rest of it, but Father, we ask you to be with Ernest. Sounds like he's, I don't know if he, while he was weightlifting or just sometimes you just turn differently. He does a lot of swimming and et cetera. He's always moving around doing the stuff, but somehow he's just pulled a couple of muscles in his upper left leg. And we know that after you start pulling a muscle, then you start to compensate. Body starts to compensate. And so we ask you to be with him. Be with Concentra, his wife, and his children, his daughters, and bless them the way they stand in need of. And it's always there reporting on Mama for us, Mom Peggy Harrington. Ask you to continue to bless her and keep her where she stands in need of. I call her the Aretha Franklin of Church of Christ. Be with her during this time. Father, we're praying today for Roe Collins. Roe Collins' friend, Olive, Tim, ask you to be with them. Yes, just pray specifically for Tim. So we're praying for him. Ask you to continue to strengthen him, bless him the ways they stand in need of. Continue to be with Roe be with also his mom, Gigi. Continue to bless them and keep them accordingly. Praying, special prayer for my friend, Zane Gillian. I know she had some tests and some things that was going on. And Father, so we're asking you to be with her, strengthen her in ways that she readily stands in need of, and she continues to deal with her issues of health, and we continue to grow. Looks like she's doing well, but still, we want to keep everyone on the prayer list. Pray with her husband, Roger, who's progressing as well. Continue to bless them and keep them where they stand in need of. Thankful for a new anniversary for Becky and Jim Hastings. Continue to bless them and keep them ways that they readily stand in need of. And then we'll pray for Julia Rossi, her daughter. We ask you to continue to bless them and keep them where they stand in need of. She was a customer of mine coming back and forth this year. And she texted me, my friend Shelly, who you met the first time with her, has a nephew who's had a terrible motorcycle accident last night. He's in critical condition. And would you mind having your church pray for him, Michael? He's in the ICU in Kansas City. Thank you, my friend. So we want to pray for Shelly, her nephew. His name is Michael. We'll pray. Yeah, his name is Michael, just like myself. His name is Michael. He's in the ICU in Kansas City. And so, Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be able to reach out and pray for others, Father, and to use the tentacles to make sure they understand that the vessel of prayer is a privilege. And so, but we're asking you, Father, send some TLC and your omnipresence to Kansas City for Michael, who's in ICU, and be with Shelly and their family who's going through at this time. Bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of. Praying for Brother Joe Thomas. I see you, Big Joe. Big Joe just got on and said he was on the train, but he was trying to rush so he could get to it. So he's on with us. I ask you, Father, to be with him, his son, Yeshua. I was praying for him, bless him, and keep him in the ways they stand in need of the work that he does at the House of Rock, teaching bass. And I just ask you to continue to be with Joe, keep him fired up for the Lord. He was the last one that we've had a chance to baptize. Friend of mine over 30 years, bass player of mine for over 30 years. Him and Terry Moore set, but he actually became a member of the body of Christ, and so we're brothers under the blood of Jesus. And Father, I'm just so thankful for that. And people are now getting a chance to learn the new Joe when they used to know the cool Joe. So we ask you to continue to bless him and keep him in his daily walk every morning. It's just refreshing to see him even texting and putting out things and spewing and having conversations about Jesus and the Lord and the Almighty with people he comes in contact with that I don't never see, that we never have people we know in common that he can have a conversation with. So, Father, continue to allow him to grow as you continue to work with him and continue to bless him, strengthen him, and continue to give him that fortitude to share you with everyone he comes in contact with. For you are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. Praying for Alvin Davis today. I ask you to be with him, Brother Alvin's on. Continue to bless him and keep him where he stands in need of and his family. Praying for my landlord, Kevin Drew, a good friend of mine, who's getting ready to take on a 100-mile bike ride. And so he's going to 2 days, 100 miles in 2 days. And so, you know, he's going to be tight and stiff, et cetera. And probably pray that there's no injury, but that he'll be able to enjoy himself and be able to get it done, the goal that he has set for him. Bless him and keep him and all those that are going to be taking on that strenuous work. And then we're praying for all the youth that are gone back to school, that are either going back to school or are back to school at this time. Father, we're asking to bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of. We're praying for our meeting. Is your faith tried or tried September 8th through September 11th? And we're praying for Dr. Louis Lugo, my papa in the gospel. I should be with him and Mom Lugo as I'll be traveling here to Chicago for our meeting. And we're praying for all those that you send, Father. We know the Bible says if two or three are gathered together in your name, you're in the midst. We pray that we all come in contact with whoever, and we have them. We everyone will bring one that we know, our enemies, our frenemies, our good friends, our family. Bring them to the meeting so they'll get a chance to hear and be challenged in their faith. That will only help us all to be better. Is your faith tried or fried? It's going to be Sunday, September the 8th at 10 o'clock at Far West, 4130 West Roosevelt Road, 10 o'clock in the morning. You'll be preaching from the pulpit, and then that Monday through Wednesday evening, the 9th through the 11th at 7 o'clock p.m., again, at Far West will be our meeting, and that Wednesday it will come to a completion. And so don't miss the opportunity. Those of you who are out of town that can come in, we pray that you'll be here with us for that good time. Father, we just love you. We know that you will send those who need and those who will need to be encouraged and strengthened in their faith. And we're just so thankful in advance. We just thank you for what you have already done and for the provision that you've already provided. Thankful for my wife as she continues to strengthen and bless her the way she stands in need of. Each day she's growing even more and more. Father, she's doing some things that she hasn't done before and readjusting some things that she's hadn't done in a long time and finding a new love in that, Father. And I'm praying with her, I'm praying for her, and ask you, Father, to keep her and strengthen her in her daily walk. I pray for my daughters, Nicole and Juanita. Ask you to bless them and keep them in ways that they readily stand in need of. Ask you to strengthen them and bless them in their daily walk and keep them safe and sound from any hurt, harm, or danger. Father, praying for Chicagoland in general, praying for this United States in general, praying for the world in general, that we all find you as the leader of our lives. For there is no help. And at the end, you're the only thing that you're the only one that carries us on upward and yonder. So we're just so thankful. We love you. We adore you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Let's collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. As we prepare our minds for the communion, on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best word of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged to my trophy at last I lay down. I will cling to the rugged cross and exchange it someday for a cross. We find in Acts 20:7, it was upon the first day of the week that the disciples came together to break bread. The Apostle Paul continued teaching in 1 Corinthians 11 chapter, beginning in verse 23, said, "For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, to the Lord Jesus, and the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And as he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, he also took the cup. And after he supped, saying that this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Drink ye all of it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. Then let a man examine himself. For he that eateth the bread and drinketh the cup unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation unto himself, not discerning the Lord's body. And for this cause many were sick and weakly among them, and many did sleep." Let us give thanks for the blood and for the bread and the wine. Thank you, Father, for this bread, which is your broken body, and we thank you for this cup, which is your shedded blood. We pray we take it with clean hands and a pure heart as we look to Jesus as the author and the finisher of our faith. And all these blessings we ask in Christ Jesus' name, let us collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. You may now take up the bread and the wine. I know it was the blood, oh yes, and I know it was the blood, oh yes, and I know it was the blood for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, he died upon the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. Oh, and I know it was the blood, oh yes, and I know it was the blood, oh yes, and I know it was the blood for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, Christ died upon the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. They made him carry the cross, oh yes, they made him carry the cross, oh yes, they made him carry the cross for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, he died upon the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. And they pierced him in the side, oh yes, oh they pierced him in the side, oh yes, oh they pierced him in the side for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, oh, Christ died upon the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. Oh, yes, and I know it was the blood. Oh, yes, and I know it was the blood. Oh, yes, and I know it was the blood for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, he died upon the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. Amen. You just think about what Christ did on Golgotha Hill as he had to carry that 100-pound particular, had to bear his cross for you and I. I see your sister Turner. Praise God for you. Sister LaWanda Denise Troutman. Amen. Good to see you, sis. Praise God. If you guys could share the video, we'd definitely appreciate it for others to be able to hear of the goodness of God. Do you have a copy of God's manuscript today? We need protection. We're in a world full of trouble. You know that song, Trouble in My Way? I've got to cry sometimes. You ever felt like crying? You ever felt like you just uncontrollably just can't hold it together? And one tear turns into a rain shower that comes out of your eyes. When you become emotional, and all tears ain't salty tears, but when you become emotional, these things happen. Good to see you, Ruth Rye. Praise God for you. And others that are coming on, share the video if you will. But we're going to take a look at Psalms chapter 64. Psalm chapter 64. Just 10 verses. But hopefully there's something in these verses that you too will be able to emulate with, be able to identify with, and to be able to extract something good on your daily walk. Anyone here need to be protected from those that are evil? Remember, evil is a two-part word. It's Eve's illness. And if we go back to Genesis, the third chapter, we find out what was the illness of Eve. Satan changed one word, but he made her take her eyes off what God said and created doubt in what God said. But now all of a sudden, the doubt in God was at the forefront. And anything you put in front of God, including doubt, now becomes the driving motivation for you. And we see the spiral that is taking place with Sister Eve. And now, mankind deals with it accordingly. So we need to recognize that it wasn't Eve that was evil, but it was the behavior that was motivated by the devil himself. The evil. Satan himself, that serpent, the liar from the very beginning. So, Psalm 64. As I read it, David is asking for protection from those that are evil. Situations that happened to him. But I want you to look at the blackboards of your own mind today. And I want you to really take a look at those that are in your inner circle. Because always those in your inner circle, those that you let your guards down, those that you are vulnerable with, that has the closest opportunity, the more percentage of opportunity to hurt you, can be family. It can be loved ones. It can be exes. Can be neighbors, can be coworkers, can be bosses, can be those that work with you. Those that you befriended, you have to now take a look at. There's a difference between an acquaintance and one that is a real friend. And Jesus is a friend that sits closer than a brother. So we need to have an example of that. And so we take our burdens to the Lord, who shoulders are wide enough and big enough to handle all mankind. But yeah, we want to try to carry some of our load myself. But we can't carry a little load when God can carry all the load. Matter of fact, he took it all and nailed it to the cross that we all may have a right to the tree of life. Thank you, Jesus. When you really understand that, just say thank you, Lord. Because God has done for you what you can't do for yourself. God has done for you before you even knew you even existed. God has a plan, a purpose, a vital power packed position for all mankind that wants to serve him. Amen, somebody. But it says that without a job, get on God's payroll. Become a Christian, Christ-like. Or it may cause you to sell what you have, or it may cause you to go without some things, because those things that you were leaning on with your leaning post, now you have to depend on God. But God ain't never lost a case. He ain't never not fed a sparrow. Every one of them gets something to eat. And he'll make sure that you get taken care of. Every leaf gets nourished with a raindrop. If you think about all the pine needles on an evergreen tree, and all year round, they stay green. Why? Because the Lord is taking care of them. And he nourishes them all the way out to the tip of the pine needle. And he'll go to that extent for nature. What do you think he'll do for you? Try him. I double dog dare you to try my Jesus. So I had to try. I had no choice. My back was against the wall. I was laid up. I didn't know which way to turn. Never had dealt with this before. I was almost in a state of bewilderment. Tears were going down, were running front and down my back. And all I could do was cry to the Lord, and he showed up and showed me, I'm here, son. At that moment when I was able to see that and receive that comfort, I was able to tell the anesthesia, just knock me out, I'm good. And I was able to have the three surgeries I had to have. First one was what I needed. I was good the second time around because I was depending on the same God who carried me through the first one. Oh, certainly it was a pain I had never experienced before. I didn't know an ankle could feel that way, but right now there's no pain. I've been pain-free since December. By the grace of God, I have a new leg. And I'm just so thankful. Just so thankful. I'm not talking about a prosthetic, and I ain't got no problem with prosthetic leg. I'm talking about he healed the cells in my leg that I'm able to stand up and walk, jump, and skip. Ain't doing too much running yet, but we're working on that as well. So God will show up and show out, but you must try him. Your faith must be tested. It must be tried. Must be looked at. Psalms chapter 64. David writes, God, right off the bat, I just love it. He knows the source of his help. He knows the extent of his help. He goes to the greatest there could ever be. He don't silly really mess around with a bunch of idol gods or a bunch of nobodies. He goes to who he can receive real help from. There's a lesson in that. The lesson is that we need to quit putting our faith in stuff that can't save you, stuff that cannot deliver you. Man-made plans and schemes, the devil's workshop. And put your trust in God. God, hear my voice when I complain. I just chuckle when I read that because no one likes a complainer. But even God will listen to you complain. Because in your complaint, there's probably some truth about a petition, and then also many times in your complaints, you can see you. Many times it takes two. We always want to point the finger, but when you point one out at someone else, you got three more pointing back at you. What part do you play in your complaint, in your petition? How can you make it better? Oh, the preacher ain't doing this. The church ain't doing that. You want the church to grow? You, as a member of the church, be better, and the church automatically is better. Matter of fact, you may bring some new motivation in that all of a sudden, here it goes, and people start to live off or work off of your energy, and now you're doing different things you never thought, and there's a new combustion because God's spirit is taking over. But when you have fried faith, it's like fried skin on a chicken. It's edible if it's fried right, or it's rubbery if it's fried wrong. Your faith can be tested, and if it's tested and purified by fire, then it will motivate you to move into a state of belief. Faith is an action word. It's not just what you say, it's what you do. God, he says, hear my voice when I complain. I mean, Lord, I'm going to be talking with you. I'm talking with you. And everything ain't peachy keen. Some things that's politically correct. Many times I'm caught up in emotion. I'm just complaining. But Lord, I need you to hear me. And we serve a God that can decipher through all that garbage and all that emotion, the thickness of the emotion, and get down to the nitty-gritty. He has razor-thin identification as to where he needs to medicate. But if you don't take it to him, if you don't take your prescription to God's pharmacy, then you cannot be healed by the divine. David says, God, hear my voice when I complain. Protect my life from the terror of the enemy. See, many times you don't even know who your enemy is. In today's lifestyle, you can just be sitting on your porch and somebody who's just mad, full of hate, that you don't even know, all of a sudden is shooting. You can't go to a mall. You can't go to a concert. Satan wants you to live a life of fear, a life of being caught up in a bubble, a life of incarceration with no iron chains on you or iron bars in front of you. You will be incarcerated with fear. I ain't talking about reverence of God. I'm talking about just being scared. That you can't look over your shoulder. You can't stay because there is no peace because you're constantly scared. You gotta take that depth of untrust and lay it in the lap of the Lord that you can trust. Protect me. Protect my life. You ever said that? You ever talked to God about your life? I'm not talking about today. I'm not talking about the hour. God has brought you all the way through up to this point. God, I have a life. At the end of it, I'm going to present my life to you. I've done what you asked me to do. I've fed. I've cleaned. I've housed them. My life, I've given of myself sacrificially. Protect my life from the terror of the enemy. Well, we know ultimately that Satan is the true enemy, the prince of the power of the air. But we will have little minions that will get at you, that will become enemies. And all of a sudden, you challenge rather than focus on the behavior and deal with the behavior, you find yourself, and I was here, focusing on the individual. And you'll mess around and try to take out the individual. And that will, Satan will win that if you don't understand how to pull from it and allow the spirit to have room. to rule and reign in your life. Protect my life from the terror of the enemy. The enemy can scare you because it's the unknown of what they may do. Hide me from the scheming of wicked people. Do you realize that people actually strategize to bring you down? Think about the day you went to work, man. You had no problems. You had a good weekend. You had well rested. You come in almost skipping to work. You had your coffee. You're doing well. And before you even sit down, someone calls your name or you take a look at an email, and all of a sudden they got you onto another course. They got you in their mindset and their spirit. You left the spiritual joy, and now you're dealing with the earthly corruption. You have to learn how to stay spiritual in the midst of this cesspool of sin. It says, hide me. So not only protect me, not only cover me, but Lord, I need you to have a witness protection program. Hide me from the scheming of wicked people. See, when God hides you, they can't find you. What are you talking about, preacher? Well, let's go back to Genesis. Even to this very day, Satan does not know where Moses is buried. Can't find him. Why? Because God buried him. Man didn't bury him. God buried him. God took care of that. And to this very day, next time you see him, it's with Elijah and Jesus on the mountaintop, Matthew 17:5. But in Genesis, he was buried. Amen, somebody. So hide me from the scheming of wicked people, from the mob of evildoers. Why a mob? Because people that are evil, people that are enemies, people that are hateful, even though they may be fighting against one another, they still have a common thread. If they can't get you individually, they will come together in mob-like fashion like they did with Christ in order to take you out. The only thing that's going to preserve you, the only thing that will resurrect you and may not get down is Jesus. Lord, I need you. Because these are things I don't know. Stuff I can't control. I need you looking out for me in those areas. Because the world is full of wickedness. It's full of mobs of evildoers. Notice what it says. Notice the description of evildoers. Who sharpen their tongues like swords and aim bitter words like arrows, shooting from concealed places at the innocent. God's innocent, those who cleaned up by the blood of Christ, are now innocent. The new graves in Christ. They're growing. And what happens is Satan wants to stop their growth. He uses these minions to mess with them, to knock them off their square, to have them get a case. But unless you're like David and know where to go to avoid a case, you will find yourself caught up in shackles. God, if it wasn't for you protecting me, hiding me, and covering me, I would probably be something else. But Lord, I'm so thankful, David said. He knows who to go to. Says, God, not only hear my voice where I complain, protect me, my life from terror from the enemy, hide me from this game of wickedness. He says, but from the mob of evildoers, he said, but these evildoers sharpen their tongues like swords. That means that they use their words can get with you. Sticks and stones may hurt, may break my bones and legs and never hurt. That's the biggest lie that's ever been told. You know, to this very day, if somebody come to you and say the wrong thing, you'll come out of your coat. Talk about your mama. Talk about your family. Talk about your kids. There will be some things that will press the bones and have you, and all of a sudden the pressure cooker will start to boil. That's why you need God to be your barometer, to continue to keep you cool. You get in the car, and you hear a fan turn on. You ain't turning on nothing, but the engine has got so hot, so it has a built-in fan that kicks on to keep the engine cool. God is our built-in mechanism. The Holy Spirit of God is the built-in mechanism to keep you cool when you get a hot day. You can't stop evil from being evil. You can't stop evil from doing evil. Even when it's focused to you, they sharpen their tongue. They'll say something to you that will knock you off your square. They will aim bitter words to you like arrows. They're shooting at you from concealed places at innocent people. You've been accused or blasphemed for doing something. People just don't like you and they don't know why they don't like you. They don't even know your name, but they just don't like you. That's the hatred in them that's motivating them and moving them. But if they got to know you, they probably would like you. But they're moved by hatred, they're moved by evil. They're not moved by love. So we need God to protect us from that. But from those situations, they shoot at him suddenly and are not afraid. They encourage each other in an evil plan. They talk about hiding traps and say, who will see them? They devise crimes and say, we have perfected a secret plan. The inner man and the heart are mysterious. See, the problem is, and we see that in society today, we're talking about the NRA, and we want to get all these guns off the street. And yes, it's a good thing that we have these programs where you can come bring a gun without any question. They give you all the dollars, and you gather up guns off the street and whatever else. But many of the people that are having these problems don't have a record, so they're still able to get them. Why? Because you cannot track the mentality of these people. So that's why there needs to be some kind of psychiatric evaluation before a person can become a gun owner. That's my belief. Because the Bible tells us that the inner man and the heart are mysterious. What's guiding him and driving him is in the inner heart, the inner man. Not what you see on the outside. They may have lived a clean life for years under the radar, and all of a sudden, snap. Because they didn't get that psychiatric evaluation. Well, God sees that. And he protects us even in those tough times. But notice what David says. And he uses a three-letter word that changes the entire context of his entire position from the very beginning. This is where he wanted to get to when he started. God, they wore me out. God, this is going on. I'm complaining. I've got all this going on. But notice what he says in verse 7. But God. There's a sermon right there. But changes things. I've had enough. Now, you vexed me to a point of my righteous indignation. Now I'm going to do something about it. but God will shoot them with arrows. So you know where your protection comes. You recognize that you don't need to fight your own battle. Come on, somebody. Somebody need to hear this today. Stop fighting your battles and let God handle your business. God will do a much better job than you will. But God will shoot them with arrows. Suddenly, they will be wounded. You ever see this when people were setting out to get you and all of a sudden something happened? Because it was not God's divine plan for them to get done with their evil. All of a sudden, they have to leave. All of a sudden, they've lost the job. All of a sudden, they end up missing, or they become the death angel's call on. They're no longer in the way, or your way, because God had to move them. So when we put our trust in God, knowing that God will handle the bugbears of life, then you don't have to worry about who's coming at you. All you have to do is trust God. When you know that God can handle it, you don't even have to worry. You can just be joyful and gleeful. Why? Because God will take care of you. Come on, somebody. But God will shoot them with arrows. Suddenly they will be wounded. They will be made to stumble. Their own tongues work against them. All who see them will shake their heads. Then everyone will fear and will tell about God's work, for they will understand what he has done. See, it ain't about you. It's about God. And when you make your life about God, God will take care of your living. God will take care of your protection. God will make sure you can pay your bills. See, but you can't be nickel slip with God. You can't be slippery with God. You got to be honest with God, because you can't fool God. You're only fooling yourself. But when you become honest with God, all of a sudden those holes become smaller. God finds a way for you to get through various situations. He's already had them provided for you. You just didn't see them. That's why you're stepping in all these landmines. God will make sure you have what you need by sometimes having to help you to see that you're throwing away what he's already provided. Or will give you more because you've been a good steward of what he's given. Or because you love more, you can't beat God given, so now God opens up more doors that you never saw before. God will bring people to you that you don't think will come to you, and he will prepare a table before the presence of mine enemies. That's the God I serve. A God that can make it. That will shoot arrows, a God that will make those that come at you stumble, and their tongues will work against them. I like it. It says, all who see them will shake their heads. That means the influence that they have tried, that they have manufactured, no longer. People will see through it and see that it was fake and it ain't real. They'll shake their heads at them. They'll start to doubt them. And you'll start to shine and purify and go, why? Because you didn't fight your battle. You allowed God to open the door for you to walk through. God will give you access, even in the valley of the shadow of death. Notice what David said in Psalms 23. I fear no evil. Walk with God. Lord, walk with God. Then everyone will fear and will tell about God's work, for they will understand what he has done. See, God sometimes allows situations to happen and allows them to prolong so that in the end he can get the glory. So let me ask you a question. Does your life bring glory to God? What have you done today that glorified God? What did you do last week to glorify God? Who have you talked to that God got somewhere? You know you done text somebody. You know you've been on TV. You've been on telephone, whatever it is. Have you shared the Lord with somebody? Can we just pray together? God's going to help you through this. Have you encouraged somebody? That's not prosperity teaching. That's God's teaching. We have to be more better and encouraging one another. And it will start to roll down the hill like an avalanche. And we'll get some things done together in unity. The righteous one rejoices in the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And takes refuge in him. Thank you, Lord. Where's your refuge today? All those who are upright in heart will offer praise. Remember, the word praise literally means to eulogize God. Say good stuff, good news about who your Lord is. And God will give you a report that ain't nothing but good. All things may seem rough, but the report about God will always be good. If you're here today and you see in this text that you have not committed yourself to God the way you should, or you've been off cue, off key, right? Been a little bitter, a little uneasy. You're walking in doubt, trying to take matters in your own hands. People getting on your nerves. Stepping on your blue suede shoes. About to step on your last nerve. Got your blood boiling. Whatever it is. Jesus says, I can handle it. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. See, the problem is you ain't received rest. When you're tired, and I'm learning this, when your body gets tired, it seeks rest. Now, you have the ability, it sends you signals. Will you stop and give it rest? Or do you continue to run it into the ground? Give God what belongs to him so that you can be joyful, you can be light, you can praise him, even in the midst of evildoers. And I leave you on this. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in that fiery furnace. Nebuchadnezzar knew he had them trapped. He had got them where they needed to be. Even though those are threw them in and then they turned it up seven times hotter. When they opened the door and threw them in, they ended up incinerating. They ended up dying. When they got the door closed and inside of here, you were able to view in and evil people are always on looking, so they're looking in to see their handiwork. And in the midst of the fiery furnace, bound and shackled and tight, they look in there and they see three loose, moving around, and having a good time. But then, as he looks even deeper. And this is our lesson, y'all. He says, hold it, didn't we not throw the three in? See, God will mess with your comprehension. You will see and you will not believe what it is that you see. See, yes, we only threw three in. Well, why is it I'm seeing four when I only know we threw in three? And that fourth one is specifically identified and looks like the Son of God. The only way you can get rid of your shackled situation, your depressed situation, your tight situation, your bitter situation, is for you to let God have reign, and God will make sure you don't smell like smoke. You have a glow of God about you. And when people look in, even those that try to do you harm, they'll recognize that you've been with God. As we close today, does anybody know that you've been with God today? If not, you need to repent. If not, you need to give your life over to him. You need a new walk, a new talk, a new motivation. You need prayer. You need prayer? Just type in pray for me, and we'll pray for you. Or you can call in 619-924-0767. 619-924-0767. One more time, 619-924-0767. And we'll pray with you right online. But make sure God gets glory with every breath you take and every move you make. Sing a song of encouragement. Think about your situation with God. And if you have not been, you can start with a clean slate. Holy Spirit, dwell in me. Touch my eyes that I might see. Oh, your goodness, grace, and power. Stay beside me every hour. Be my drink, be my living bread. Keep me sheltered, keep me fed. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, dwell in me. Holy Spirit, comfort me. Let my heart be one with thee. When I'm worried, soothe my mind. Let me sweet contentment find. May I run this wicked race. I'll feel by your amazing grace. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, comfort me. Holy Spirit, rescue me. Set my soul completely free. Beside Jordan, make my bed. And in God's bosom, I lay my head. Let me live in a brand new place and see my blessed Savior's face. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, rescue me. Holy Spirit, dwell in me. Touch my eyes that I might see. Oh, your goodness, your grace and power. Stay beside me every hour. Be my drink, be my living bread, and keep me sheltered and keep me fed. Holy Spirit, dwell in me. Amen. For the roll call is typed in, I'd like you to pray for me. I've sinned. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the sweet name of Jesus, Father, we come to you thanking you for who you are and what you've done in our lives. Ask you to continue to strengthen us and bless us in ways we stand in need of. Father, we come to you in regards to Brother Roe Collins, who so boldly came forward, even through the avenue of Facebook, and typed that he has sinned. And we know, Father, that you've already wiped it clean. You've thrown it into the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered again, never to be brought up again. That's a guarantee we get from you that we can't get from mankind. So we thank you, Father. And I'm asking you just to be with Roe, strengthen him as he continues to on his daily walk. Be with him as he prays with others and strengthens with others. and send us prayer requests as well so that we can share in the privilege of being able to pray for others. Bless his mother. Bless the Tower Nation there at Brookfield and their brother Barry Johnson. Continue to bless them and keep them all standing in need of. We pray for all those others, Father, who did not come forward, but may have something on their mind, and if they have it presented on their mind, they don't have to write it down because you can read the blackboards of our mind. Father, I ask you to continue to jump, to move in and share with them some extra TLC. Now, as we get ready to close out today, we pray that this day is what you would have for it to be, that you got our honor, glory, and praise. Father, we love you, we adore you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Let's collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. Again, do something for somebody else that they can repay you for. Give them Jesus Christ and then crucify. I'm going to sing this song and then we're going to say goodnight. I'm a woman standing by the Jordan, wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I know a man, I know a man. He's standing by the Jordan, wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I never knew, I never knew. Knew a man like this before. You get old, but show me yours. I know a man, I know a man standing by the Jordan. He's wiping tears from everybody's eyes. Make sure God's wiping your tears from your eyes. Have a great evening. God bless you in the name of the Lord. Have a good night. Good night.